He sat very still, as requested. Still, this did not please the Americans. They smiled at him encouragingly, but failure wafted between their clenched teeth and through their exasperated smiles, shrouding the dingy mayoral suite. The tall one shouted again. The machines hushed again. And again, like ants possessed, 13 Americans, gods and goddesses all, formed a murmuring cloud not 10 feet from the object of their dissatisfaction. He, Pieternost, he had failed them again. How, he did not know. He had sat very still, as requested. It had seemed an easy thing to do. And what would he not do to oblige the bustling beings who had traveled so far to see him? To chronicle his life, they said. Still, Piet could have sworn that his very repose agitated them. Over that long morning, the foreigners would knocked in the middle of the room, buzzing, the tall one at their hub, orchestrating. Then they would scatter, aiming machines, anxieties, and jewel-like smiles on Piet sitting oh so still. The interviewer would intone, the translator translate, and as Piet sat, and as he spoke, wisps of failure would leak from 26 American eyes, rousing them ineluctably to their ritual dance. If they were not such earnest souls, these Americans, and so hard-working, he would joke with them. He would not sit still. Piet would lead them from these walls, steeped in pretense and self-loathing, to air and living green. He would bid them breathe. He would soothe their Potemkin smiles and hidden frowns until something real, until life called them forth. But Piet was in no position to advise. He sat very still, as requested.